The action takes the Fed funds rate to 1%, a rate well below inflation. The move is intended to stimulate lending and make the cost of borrowing cheaper. Bank lending has been essentially frozen for months due to a year-long credit squeeze that was triggered by defaults on subprime U.S. mortgage loans. William Poole, a former governor of the Federal Reserve, says the Fed acted because economic activity has slowed dramatically.
The economy has really hit a wall that things are dramatically weaker than they were just a month ago.
Poole spoke on Bloomberg Television. In its statement, the Fed said that economic growth had slowed markedly and that the economy faces more downside risk. William Poole says that it may be that additional rate cuts are coming.
Yes, absolutely. And now the immediate question in the market and among economists will be, do they go down some more, 75 or 50? What happens when they get to 25? Does monetary policy have any room left to stimulate the economy?
Only 3 weeks ago, the Federal Reserve, in coordinated rate-cutting moves with European and Asian central banks, reduced short-term interest rates by 0.5%. 1 year ago, when the Fed was worried about inflation, the Fed funds rate stood at 5.25%. Experts say the speed and size of the rate cuts during the past year reveal just how seriously the central bank views the global financial crisis. The last time that short-term rates were this low was 2003, when the U.S. economy was recovering from recession. However, low interest rates were blamed for the speculative frenzy in the housing market, a bubble that burst early last year, sparking today's financial crisis. Stock prices in New York fell on Wednesday, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 77 points to 8,988. Oil prices rallied nearly $5 to about $68 a barrel, and the U.S. dollar was lower against the yen and the euro. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.